Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Amalie Maria Nielsen, director of The Shift in the Karlovy Vary Film Festival section, Future Frames, Generation Next of European Cinema. Hi, Amalie.
Hello.
So, first of all, would you like to introduce your film to our listener?
I'm the director of the film The Shift, and it's a short fiction film about a young person living in a home for angry, troubled girls. And Milo, the main character, is very close to one of the caretakers, who is Nikki. And one day they found out that he has to quit his job. And then the drama begins.
What was the starting point of this film?
I grew up without a father, and so the relationship is very inspired by my own childhood, because I grew up only with a single mom. I got really connected to teachers and soccer trainers and caretakers, especially male figures. And I was putting a lot of father issues into the relationship, but also I kind of fell in love with them and also kind of want to be them at the same time. And I just knew that I have to work with these complicated relationships. And today I'm kind of calling them cursed, because there was always an end date. And I got so angry and frustrated and sad every time they left. Or so I wanted to portray that feeling in a young, angry person, character. So, yeah, and I got a lot of temper myself when I was young. So I think that was also important for me, to have a lot of angry young girls and persons in the film. Milo, the main character, is struggling with a gender transitioning, and that's also why Nikki is so important to them, because he is the only one who see what they are going through with themselves.
Even if Milo's gender transition isn't the main crux of the film, can we call The Shift a queer film?
The Shift is definitely a queer film. And I think it's so important, because when we see what is happening in the world right now, we're seeing so many queer person and trans persons being in danger. And the world is going the wrong way, in my opinion. But so with that said, it's really important having these difficult coming out stories, because they're so important. But I wanted to make a film where being a queer wasn't the problem of the film, because those stories also exist. And being queer doesn't always have to be that you're born into a tough life, or that being queer is what a whole movie should be about. This is a character who are queer but are dealing with universal themes and feelings that everybody here can relate to.
It's very delicate, because the story is through the relationship between Nikki and Milo. It's made by little but very important things, like cutting the hair, yeah, or putting the gel, or this kind of very important things. When you meet someone that accepts you, recognize you without judging you, how you manage this writing the story?
I think it was important for me that you can feel the relationship between Milo and Nikki. So I wanted to have some spaces with only them. And there is not much dialogue in this film at all, but it was at And that was important for me from the beginning because Milo is not a character who are verbal, mm-hmm. and the same with Nikki. And I think the connection between them not saying what they're feeling but just doing it, it's where I can see myself and those relationships I had when I was younger and still have. Like my really close friends, we don't say it that much to each other, actually.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think short films are to someone venturing into directing?
I think short film is very important because that's the way to discover who you are as a filmmaker. What are your voice? And are you able to make a short film? I also see it as a genre itself. Like, I really love short films, and I'm not done with that, not at all. Because it's a slice of life. It's a moment. It's a small feeling, something you have to unfold or discover, but it's so tiny and fine in a way that I think it's really important to make some good short films, some personal short films before you're going into a longer version, because you learn so much about yourself in this process. So I would say to anybody who is into directing, start making a short film and start making your short film.
Yeah.
And not just replicate something that is already there.
So how was the experience at the Carlo Vivari Film Festival with the other Feature Frames directors?
It was so amazing. Yeah, I really enjoyed the trip. And it's so nice and so inspiring being surrounded by other directors who are at the same age and stage in life as you are. And I just think we had a lot of beautiful conversations and discussing our films, but in a really caring way. So it was amazing. We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you find any inspiration talking with the other? Do you discover, I don't know, same struggles on working on your film?
Yeah, a lot. In the process of making a film, of course, there was a lot of similar things and what we like about it and not liked about it. But I say seeing the other films was amazing. That really inspired me the most, I think.
Thank you very much, Amalie. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.